This is Frank Skinner. This is Absolute Radio.
This is Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio with Emily Dean and Alan Cochrane. You can text the show on 81215, follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Frank on the Radio, email the show via the Absolute Radio website. Now, I should say every week I read that introduction to the show three times at the beginning of every hour.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Welcome to This Is... You can text us on. And I wonder if... are you familiar with the... modern phenomenon, skip intro.
No.
If you watch show on, say, Netflix...
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I get that on the iPlayer sometimes.
I think it's really one of the great inventions of the 21st century, skip intro.
Yeah.
You just...
Do you use it a lot, then, skip intro?
I do, you know, I'll tell you why I use it. A, because if I'm watching a couple of shows... Or if I'm watching shows regularly, if I'm making my way through a series,
yeah.
I don't want to keep watching that intro.
But, you don't want to previously
but more importantly,
on,
Merlin. I've met so many up themselves Soho media types who make the intros to television. I love the idea that their work is not being seen by millions.
Perfect.
What I like, Frank, is I think you sort of skip intro in life, in social situations often. Because people will dance around and do the pleasantries.
Mm-hmm.
And Frank's straight in there sometimes with a comment.
I think it's to do with getting older. They're running out of time. If I meet people, I like to... When I used to do a chat show in the 1990s and early 2000s, you'd find that people, they're a bit... they start off a bit scratch. I don't know if you find this in your interview on your dog walk podcast, but... People start off often a bit slow and then they get really, really good in the middle and then they trail off a bit. So you cut off the front and then you cut off the end. And I thought, why not just do that live?
Yeah.
And just go in for the interesting stuff.
Yeah.
So I met a woman at it was over the road from my mother-in-law. They said, they're having sherry across the road. It was something like Boxing Day morning. And I said, and a woman said, very nice to meet you. And I said... What were your school years like? That was my opening question. And we got very quickly to a point where she said, well, I hated school. I went to a school, I was on top of a very steep hill. And I said, was it on top of a steep hill, though? Or do you think you hating it, on top of a steep hill in your memory because the whole thing was a struggle? And she said, you know what, I'm not sure it was. I've never thought of that, but I'm not sure it was. I felt my work there was done.
Except when you left and they shut the door and she said, never bring that man round again.
Challenged me on everything I said from moment one.
She couldn't have said that. She was hanging from one of the rafters. No, she wasn't. Can I say she wasn't?
No.
That
Frank,
absolutely
I know clear. We don't do praise, but Professor Kate Williams has called you the most quotable person she's ever met on a BBC programme.
That's lovely. What programme?
Quote unquote.
She quoted you on the programme. She didn't mean that you were the most quotable person that she'd ever met on a BBC programme.
Yes, no. Exactly.
That's lovely.
Isn't grammar
good
important?
Old,
isn't
good
that
old
nice?
Professor
That's,
Kate.
Mike C. actually sent that in. He was wondering if maybe you could have a think about who your answer would be.
It's probably one of
most
us.
Most quotable person I've met.
Oh, hang on a sec, I'll just get... Okay. Is it ready?
Probably.
I think
Emily might be one of mine.
Getting ready.
Emily would be up there, but I think it would perhaps be my partner. But my son.
Oh, yeah.
Because my partner
is...
Said
good
things.
Answers, yeah.
Said things
slightly,
like
slightly evasive, but good.
No, but Kath. Well,
Nelson Mandela, I was hoping for.
But cats are they're wrong things almost always, but brilliantly wrong. When she said to me, someone looked at her at work like a goldfish in the headlights. Yeah, what a drive that must have been. Senator Edward Kennedy quote.
I got that.
Yeah, thanks for getting that. That's why you're on to get those. Because it's me and you, the rest of the nation, going, what? Can you Google Senator Edward Kennedy and goldfish?
Yeah.
See what we get. We're being stricter this week on on the fares. When the fares arrives, we end the link. I'll be stopping mid-sentence.
Brilliant.
Which I think is a quote from Ronnie Biggs. Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio. I took my child, who's six, to the cinema this week. And when we arrived a bit early. And there was another film showing. And it was a Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, yeah.
Is it Freddie Mercury biopic or a Queen biopic?
It is.
You call it Freddie Mercury.
I would call it Freddie Mercury.
Okay, so... So we opened the door and there was Queen at Live Aid. Now, Boz loves Queen, he's six, and I just thought there'll be stuff, there'll be swearing and in this film.
Oh, yes.
So I said, you know, and he said, oh, really want to see this? And someone said to me, well, first of all, they said to me, well, don't you know someone who can do a version and just cut all that out? And I love it when people
was
think
that
I've
me?
Got much more power and significance than I actually have. Of course I don't. but then someone else said to me, oh, you should get the Chinese version because it's very heavily censored.
Oh, that sounds perfect.
Yeah.
And also your son speaks fluent Mandarin, doesn't he?
So well, I've got a couple of questions. I mean, first of all, I looked into the Chinese Bohemian Rhapsody.
Did you?
And,
extraordinary.
Oh, I so wanted to do the voice now doing the song.
No,
you can't.
I was wondering about that, Al.
You should be able to do that because you're supposed to aim up rather than down.
Yeah.
This is true, the superpowers.
Chinese are absolutely on a roll economically.
It's like an American accent.
Anyway, don't worry, I'm not doing it. But anyway, when I looked it up, before we get too warm and affectionate towards the Chinese as a nation, the main cost...
I'm sure there is that danger.
No, you're all right.
Well, I don't know. I'm quite fascinated. I've never been to China.
I didn't say fascinated.
No. Haven't you? I've never been to me.
I've never been to you either.
Oh, God.
Perhaps we could go together.
I've been to Beijing. Lovely.
Oh, yes, of course. I remember now. Did you see... what my son calls the panna cotta army. did you see the...
I saw everything.
The Terries.
Yeah.
Okay. The Terries.
Yeah. Arteries.
Yeah.
Oh, tell.
I called them the Arteries.
I was thinking about that. Do you know mosquitoes?
Yeah.
I was looking at how many people mosquitoes kill in a year. I mean...
Is it a lot?
It's a lot.
How many?
A lot more than terrorism, for example.
Par exemple.
And yet we happily call them mozzies, as if they're cute little things. You'd never call terrorists, would you? Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of terrorists that got arrested. You'd never say that.
No, you're right, you wouldn't.
You wouldn't.
Anyway, let me get on with this. so the main thing that the Chinese caught, or as I believe
it's
the French...
It's a wide-ranging link, this, isn't it?
The French call
it wide-ranging topics.
The French call them the Chinois, I believe. So the main thing that the Chinois caught, what was it? Be le?
Oh God,
le just, or la?
I don't know.
But anyway, this is not so good. They cut most of the gay stuff from it.
Oh, right.
God. Now we can't approve of that.
No.
But if they have...
Well, how long was that film? 7 minutes?
Yeah. I haven't seen the film, so I don't...
I'm trying to put it out as a gif or something.
But a Freddie Mercury without that seems misleading.
I was going to finish intolerable to me.
So there's like two men kissing has been caught. I don't mind him seeing that. I just don't want him seeing too much swearing and drug taking. So I think it might be the wrong thing. But if they've took out that plus everything... Yeah. But here's what I was... Well, I'll have to ask you, because the fares has arrived.
Because I've seen it, yes, and I will tell you, because they've sanitised the narcotics.
That's good. That's a step in the right direction, guys. I mean, I could just press... If I had a skip narcotics button, I could sort that at one go. Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio. So what I was wondering about, anyway, with the Chinese Bohemian Rhapsody...
Oh, yeah.
...is when they subtitle a film in Chinese, do the subtitles go down the side?
Oh, great question.
Because they can't run along the bottom because the Chinese write downwards.
No, they do go along the bottom because I've seen some subtitled in, what if it's Cantonese or Mandarin? I've seen that because I've come across, I'm not saying I've accessed them myself.
You watch a lot of moody DVDs, don't you? A lot of moody stuff, innit?
I might have come across films that weren't from this neck of the woods.
Okay.
And that's how...
Well, I don't understand that.
Surprise them at the football.
If you write downwards...
In the pub.
How do they do it?
Good question.
Anyway. I don't know. I'll call some of my friends in Shanghai.
If you could, that would be...
If anyone knows,
there must be someone Chinese or of Chinese connections.
We've had Arthur Jones has been in touch. He's listening live in Shanghai.
Is he?
So perhaps he can point us in the right direction.
Yeah.
Mm. He knew someone who skipped intros. He said his parents had a friend who in his college used to approach women after gigs. He was a drummer. And I'm not sure I feel...
No, I don't like the way this is.
I don't. I've just come to it. But, you know, it's nice that you're in Shanghai. Perhaps you could help us with a more practical issue.
Yeah,
Arthur.
Yes. You see, you know what, on BBC Breakfast...
Yes.
They tend to have... a sort of a slightly older man sitting on the left.
Yes.
And then a woman sitting on the right. And if you remember, there was quite a big controversy about this. Because the theory is, because we read from left to right, then it gives importance to the person who you are looking at on that side of the screen.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so... I think they've tried to fight it a bit. David Baddiel always sat...
In the power position.
He always in the power position. Maybe he knew about it, but I didn't. In China,
David,
apparently,
the
men sit on the women's shoulders.
Oh, right.
Which is makes it difficult for a 14x9 screen.
Yeah.
Good point.
So you didn't go to Bo Rap?
No. We went to...
What did you see instead?
We saw Dumbo. New Dumbo.
Lovely.
Nude.
No, nude. Well, he was nude.
I know the nude Dumbo.
Obviously, he wore a sort of head harness once he got made it big.
How is the new? So it's a sort of CGI Dumbo.
Well,
isn't it?
I tell you what it is. It's songs anthropomorphique.
Oh, what? Is it?
Yes. Songs anthropomorphique. That's what that should have been on the poster. Then we know what he's dealing with.
So is Dumbo a mute?
Doesn't speak. The mouse, you know, the fast-talking sort of fixer mouse. Uh-huh. He is in, like... I won't spoil it for anyone, but most people know the story.
No, please don't spoil it, because obviously I'm going to see it on Saturday night.
But, he's just a bit part... You just see him in a cage somewhere. He's got the outfit on, but there's no speaking animals.
What?
I mean, it's...
Hang on. I mean, what sort of a part is that for the mouse?
You know, when he's born, that... I mean, it's what the other elephants saying, oh, what kind of a baby is... Well, she always was pretty full of herself. That serves her right. All that's gone. No songs anthropomorphique. I've said it.
And there's human beings in this film.
Oh, there's plenty of human beings.
Which ones?
He's ridden by a beautiful French woman instead of a mouse.
Oh, that sounds like an upgrade.
I know, it's. Don't get me wrong, I really liked it, but...
Strange for Buzz, though. Has he seen the originale?
He has seen the original.
Well,
yeah.
I'm brushing up on my French.
Oh!
Yes. Okay, just
so
you know.
On.
Thank you.
For Brexit.
That's the worst possible time, isn't it? To rush up. Oh,
yeah, you've not been reading the papers.
Time in. He's everything. Yeah, whereas you see, I'm watching like a Chinese stuff for our new trade deals. Frank Skinner on
Absolute Radio. I don't know whether Arthur Jones, based in Shanghai, is...
He's left Dad's army.
He said, I'm just subtitling a film for release in China, funnily enough. So this is all quite apropos for me.
And?
Well, then he leaves us hanging.
Oh, he doesn't tell us if it's...
Arthur, come on.
Is it top to bottom, Arthur?
Put us out of our misery, Arthur. Art.
I like the fact that you're keeping swearing from Buzz. I can't say that I'm... that good a dad.
Do you swear around
I
the
do.
House?
I'm afraid I do a bit. And in fact, my daughter said the other day, I know why Daddy swears so much at home. It's because he's not allowed to on the radio.
Well, you see, I think that's why I
3 hours a week.
I think it's good to have a place that you don't swear, so you develop the skill of not swearing. Yeah. So
that's
then
a good idea.
If you are doing breakfast, something.
Can I just apologise to Arthur Jones?
Oh.
That's it. Okay. No. He says, modern Chinese is written left to right, just like English.
Oh.
Who knew?
Arthur Jones knew.
Yeah. I didn't.
Well, you
I never... Wow.
Love it.
Arthur Jones, you've been gone too long.
Good
info. Matt, that is really good info. Wow. Okay. Oh, I'll tell you, something else that happened, and this is something else that I might want to run by our readers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've always had a real problem with jazz.
No, I did not know that.
I've tried with jazz, but I
haven't even tried.
Oh, I
have
tried
some, but...
Absolutely awful.
Don't know what.
I just can't... I mean, I like the idea of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I checked into a hotel this week.
What?
And you
that's
know,
a bit sleazy.
Jazz
what do you
hotel.
Mean, what, jazz? What, to listen to jazz?
Well, no, because, you know when you walk into a hotel and they have the radio on, they have the radio and all the lights on in your room when you go
oh, yeah.
in?
Oh, I can't bear that.
As a sort of a welcome.
Mm-hmm. It's horrible.
Yeah, as if I can't walk into a dark, silent room. Wow, I don't know what my friends in the S&M community would say. But anyway, so I walked in. They had Radio 3 on, because I think what they think is people like to walk into a room with classical music and it makes them think, oh, this is a nice, calm hotel. Anyway, Radio 3, as you may or may not know, have the occasional bit of jazz on there.
Yeah. Oh.
So I walked in and they had... There was some jazz playing.
What sort of jazz was it?
It was a bit of that, yeah.
Or was it like...
No, it was...
Some of it isn't
no,
blind.
That's psycho jazz.
Yeah.
There's probably a thing called psycho jazz. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was. It sounded like old jazz.
Uh-huh.
And so I was unpacking, and I thought... I found myself sort of going... and I thought, oh, my God... I actually like this jazz.
Yeah.
I like it. So the fabulous thing about... There's many things wrong with the internet, but the great thing is if you hear a record on the radio, you can go and look up and it'll tell you what was playing at that
Shazam.
Time. No, this was just like, if you go onto their website, they give you a list of what they play. So lo and behold...
Yes.
Stranger.
That's how Bob Dylan says it on the basement tapes. Lo and behold, lo and behold. Anyway, it was a Thelonious Monk.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Doing a song called Straight No Chaser.
Uh-huh.
Lovely.
And I've listened to it about 10 times since. It's been a revelation. But what I would like to...
Getting into jazz.
Well, listen.
Listen to Straight No Chaser after the Freddie Mercury biopic.
but
strange turn of events.
Yeah, exactly. Of course, if he'd have been straight, he wouldn't have had any chasers. So, I didn't quite get that, but there's a joke in there.
Yeah.
Now, what I'm asking is, the song is straight... comma, no chaser.
Yeah.
And what I thought I'd ask our readers, how many popular song titles can you think of that's got a comma in the title? Punctuation and pop really sums up Absolute Radio. Frank Skinner. Absolute Radio. I'll tell you what, have you ever
Hang on. Just before you do that, you've created a text in.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You've lit up the switchboard with songs with a comma in them.
In the title.
In the title.
Yeah.
660 has picked a favourite of mine.
Mm.
He ain't heavy, comma, he's my brother.
Lovely choice.
Oh, good one.
Comma and apostrophes. Nasha from Bedford. I think it's a regular correspondent.
I think Nash is one of my regulars.
Is there there's apostrophes in E Ain't Heavy Is My Brother?
Well, ain't has
yes,
got an apostrophe.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh,
there
ain't.
Is. Oh, I love it when
and
people
he's...
use the word ain't. One of my favourite words.
And he's.
Love it when people go, I ain't doing that.
Yeah. Yes.
And
that's
also...
a good one, though, E Ain't Heavy Is My Brother.
It's also one of the few songs that I know a story about, that apparently they were driving up a hill and they saw a guy giving a piggyback to another kid, like the two kids are going up the hill, one on piggyback, and they said, do you want to jump in the car? And he said, yeah, and Evie, it's my brother. And that they went, oh, OK, well, I'll use that. That's apparently the story of that song. Looks very doubtful.
No, I like it. I wonder if that kid could qualify as the most quotable person. It's a poetic thing to say, isn't he? Ain't heavy, he's my brother.
Yeah.
Do you think he said Eddie?
Well, the very fact
is
that...
He thought his dad said, is he Eddie? And he said, no, he ain't Eddie, he's my brother.
I mean, I should probably take this moment to apologise to my own brother, who was slightly heavy, and I used to sing, he is heavy, he's my brother, when we were kids.
Keith was very heavy.
Sorry about that.
Was it?
And he used to have to wear...
quite a thing to say.
He used to have to wear shorts for school, and I used to hold his thighs and go, ooh, fat. Of course, we didn't know then, you see. We didn't know then.
Different times, weren't they?
Goodness me. Remember I had that with my tailor, doing a bit of relatable tailor material here when I was a child.
Your tailor?
Yes. Anyone else got any tailor anecdotes?
Tomorrow is another day.
Text in on 81215 if you had a childhood tailor.
Childhood tailor anecdotes.
Stephen Fry, maybe. Yeah. And that's it. So my tailor used to poke me in the stomach and say, fat belly.
Oh.
He didn't know. He did know, actually. He was very cruel.
That was cruel.
Psychopath.
I think
Keith, might be a bit much. Psychopath.
Keith coped very well with it, looking back. Oh, fat. I can still feel it on my fingertips. I think I've been searching for that sensation ever since.
This is Frank Skinner. This is Absolute Radio.
You were asking earlier, Frank, for examples of songs where a comma is employed.
Popular songs. Yeah. That's no good. Don't give me no album tracks.
Good point.
I've shouted that at a few gigs.
John, I'm Only Dancing by David Bowie. Belting use of a comma, says Deb McGovern.
Yeah, that's a good one.
She's from Manchester.
Good song. Good good punctuation.
882, somewhat sneery, I'm afraid to say. What's the story Morning Glory ought to have a comma, but I'm sure punctuation was far too academic for Oasis.
Are you sure it doesn't?
I think it does.
What's the story?
Oh, is it brackets, Morning Glory?
Oh.
I see.
I don't like the brackets in that instance.
I mean, really, it should have a question mark, but as you
know... So it's actually called What's the Story?
Don't know.
Well, that's what, if it's got brackets, I think you don't have to do brackets. They're optional.
Giving it a sort of book at bedtime feel.
351 says stretching it a bit, but how about Oxford comma by Vampire Weekend?
No.
It is a song title with a comma in it, isn't it?
No, but you shall not pass. Okay, sorry.
Can you explain it to me? Is it called Oxford comma?
Ah, oui.
Is it?
COMMA.
Yes.
Okay. I get it.
You get it now?
I think that's quite clever.
Was why I read it.
Can I say, it's a bit early in the process for a development.
Oh.
I'd like to have established some proper ones. Before we say, well, what about this? This puts a tin hat on it.
Yeah.
One that actually says comma. What about comma chameleon?
Yeah, there's been a few of those as well.
It's too early.
Pathetic.
It's too early for subversion.
Yeah.
Not something you often say with your friends.
Yeah. That's what happened when they knocked on... That's what was shouted when they knocked on the Ecuador embassy the other morning. It's too early for subversion. Anyway.
245 has said, not a song, Frank, but very popular, Murder, She Wrote. That's a good use of a comma in a title.
Good, but it's a development. I don't want to go on to commas in literature.
Yeah. I mean, we'll be here all day.
Popular song titles. But
okay,
good.
I've got one.
342. Go.
Paint It Black. That has a comma in it.
You missed the comma, though, didn't you?
Paint it, comma. I didn't realise I have to actually say it out loud to these people.
What do you mean?
Paint it, comma, black.
As opposed to
paint it red.
Paint it black.
Can you check, please?
That can't.
I'll check. I'm on it. Boffin's left the studio.
What you talking about, Willis?
They do say, curiously, 929 is suggesting what's the frequency. Kenneth, 2 for the price of 1.
I'm all right with that one. Why two for the price?
Why two
for the
price?
I'm
really upset about Paint It Black. I mean, it's an absolute lie.
Is it?
It's got to be.
Well, let's put it on Absolute Lies, the sister channel.
You can't just tell lies like that.
We're doing a misinformation sister channel.
Murder, She Wrote.
Goodness sake.
Shouldn't murder, but shouldn't murder, because she'd written it, shouldn't that be an inverted commas? Anyway, maybe there's too much punctuation for breakfast
radio. I'm really upset about Painted Black.
Well, if you just trusted me, Emily, everything would have been okay.
Well, this is not the first time in my life I've said that.
But you know what? Loyalty's dead. Live for rewards.
Well,
that is the very, very unpleasant Paddy Power slogan.
Really?
Have you seen the... it's Rodri Giggs doing an advert.
Oh, it truly is the end of days.
No.
I don't think I've seen that.
You haven't seen it? It's Rodri Giggs talking about how he believes in loyalty with a bit of a wink to camera going on.
Oh,
yeah, I know.
Oh, these people... I mean, please.
I mean, come on, guys.
Someone's really upset. Offended you were checking it. Now calling me a liar. Wow. Your source is wrong,
Emily. Paint It Black, I'm sure, is just Paint It Black.
I know. I think where the problem has started is that Spotify employs a comma, but I assume... How can I put this? I think maybe Spotify, people that work there might have it wrong.
Okay. So they do employ a comma, but not.
Well, let's find out. But
employer Gen Z is the problem.
For me,
okay?
Paint It Black, no comma.
Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio.
I feel like we should perhaps step away from the commas in songs.
I think we need
texting that you've been running, Frank.
Yeah, I think that's probably
you've lit up the switchboard to such a point.
Still think there isn't one. Still isn't one in Painted Black.
We'll leave it on simmer.
I think that's true, but
we may come back to it. But
we may come back to it.
The Royals have been in the news this week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I know, I was surprised too.
I've been looking through all the papers for them, couldn't find a damn word.
But in a curious development, the Royals, Meghan and Harry, who are expecting child, as we know, have...
You sound like a sort of Victorian benefactor.
You say, as we know.
He will be expecting child.
Did we not know?
Well, the story this week, as I understand it, is that they've said... that they're not going to tell us when the baby's born.
Yeah. They're essentially saying we don't want to be in the news as much, even though we're royals.
Privé.
It made me wonder if maybe she isn't pregnant and they're doing... You know that thing when people would claim for various people living at the house and that. I want to see the paperwork and I want to see the baby before they get my tax. So I think we've got a right to see the evidence.
We do.
I think it could be bogus extra royal scam.
The expenses, they work for us.
Also, God bless them. And I'm not a person who gets angry about the royal family and stuff like that. I've had some lovely nights out with them, as you know.
Extraordinary.
But they have to accept that in the modern age, the whole royal thing... It's show business. That's what it is.
Agreed.
It's not politics anymore.
Yeah.
So that's part of the thing that you're paying for is that, you know, some people, they love the royal boat. They love, Kay Burley outside the Lindo Wing. They live for that.
That was where I was going to go. Yeah. It's Kay Burley in the Lindo Wing and...
And in brackets, Town Crier.
Town Crier, who we later discover had no official business being there.
Legend.
And there's always photographers, there's always some ladders. They like a ladder outside the Lindo Wing, don't they, the photographers?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what I'd like. I'd like the fact that they only notified one person outside of the close family, and that was the Town Crier. And then he announced it.
That would be good.
That would be a lovely touch.
You see, I miss the days, I think, because traditionally the royal baby was born in Buck Powell.
Mm. Is that right?
I believe Princess Anne was the first to break with tradition. She always did things her way.
Yeah, totally.
And I seem to recall
she was on horseback when she had her first
job. Oh, she wasn't far off. I remember distinctly seeing these pictures, and she had a green cape, airplane collars. But what I liked is not carrying the baby. Someone else carrying the baby. She was just getting into the car. She already handed it over.
They might have been going to pass it to her, yeah. To be fair.
I expect not. Come on. But also,
if I had a fave royal, she'd be right up there.
What I'm taking from this story is, where can I get a green cape with airplane collars in this day and age?
Also, the hair was intacto, of course.
Perfect.
Her hair never...
Always. She is the queen of the high barnet. I mean, that
she was the queen of high bar.
She was officially. That was her first title.
That had been her title.
But also, she's famous, isn't she, for wearing dresses that she was photographed in 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, I was just going to say, green cape got... how many children has she got? These two got rolled out the second time as well.
Brilliant.
As I've said to you, remember when I had a Dracula cape?
Yes.
This will fit me forever, this cape.
Yeah.
Unless I get a goiter. But you can't...
Even then, there's probably enough.
Yeah, it's never... No, you've never seen anyone in it. You think, well, that cape's a bit tight. Who's ever thought that about anyone?
Well, if you have a gold clasp, you can get in all sorts of problems.
Yeah, but you, it's still... I mean,
does your cape have a ribbon or a gold sort of snake?
No, I had a sort of a diamante. as you know, imagine the Dracula is slightly showy.
Yeah.
She wasn't Liberace cape.
He has an element of that, though.
Liberace. Yeah. He's like a goth Liberace.
You know, if you have the power of flight, you immediately think, I'm going to get a cape because that'll be a lovely silhouette.
He's got the dyed black hair. I mean, Dracula is essentially, if Liberace lived in Camden Town, flatmate with Noel Fielding.
Yeah.
And that's Dracula. Yeah.
And ironically, of course, the Widow's Peak. I don't know who he got, but I'm not suggesting for a second that the Princess Royal has the power of flight or is vampiric in any way.
Got to clear that up.
I look forward to see my grandchildren seeing that cape in a museum. Not something you hear said every day. Frank Skinner on
Absolute Radio. So we're talking about the hospital steps tradition.
Yes.
And I was just saying in the break that the Queen, of course, she traditionally was always propped up in bed with a sort of... with a duvet. She didn't do duvet. She's much more sheets and blankie.
Yeah,
I feel. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there were always photographs of her a couple of days after with a little pink bed jacket.
How did they announce it? Was that when they used to put like a poster on a sign?
It was posted outside Buckingham Palace.
And did it have the weight?
Oh, well, you love the weight, don't you?
It is one of the few times when weight is upfronted, is when a child is born.
I like it.
Do you?
Yeah, and also I have a weight as a baby that I'm pleased with. £9.10, big.
Was that what yours was?
Yeah.
I was...
Well, that's what I don't like.
A little under £8.
That's what I don't like about it, see. If you said, oh, you've had a baby five bigger, really?
Yeah.
Still a bit snobbery about the... About the way. Also, you wouldn't say, great news, I'm getting married. Yeah, she's 8'8".
Well, footballers would say that. Yeah. Okay.
And you know, in the papers when they put your age, you never get like, and then George Clooney, comma, 10'12". You know, it's just that baby thing.
Yeah.
So they've got to tell us the weight, surely.
I hope so.
Well, they'll have a few. You see, the thing is, what I'm relieved on her behalf, I am a fan, I should say, as you know, but why I'm relieved is she doesn't have to do the blow dry. Because they have to do.
Hold on, let me. My heart is thumping.
Mine too.
They have to.
I didn't think you knew her that well. Oh, dear. Be all right in a minute.
Can I just I sent a gift.
Oh, did you? Didn't
I? Did not for the baby,
for the
dog.
Oh, nice.
Because, come on, the poor dog's being left out. And as London's leading dog representative, lovely note back, I'm saying.
Did you?
That's wow, you really are a friend.
Connected.
So
12 times I've written to Anne. Nothing.
Nothing back.
No. Certainly not the clothing I asked for.
But you know what? She was fond of that safari jacket. She loved the safari jacket.
You got a note from Megan.
From the palace, let's say.
Lovely. We'll be putting that on Instagram.
Yeah.
Don't make any promises, Ricarkey.
They have the blow dry and the nude court shoe.
Oh, yes.
Yes, they like that. And they have to put the shiny tights on. And I always think, I mean, I don't know, as you know, I haven't had the children. But I went to see Kath post-buzz. She didn't look like she wanted a blow dry.
No. And she had, I think she had those, you know, those sort of elasticated socks. Or maybe that was another hospital visit. No, I think...
porridge on the T-shirt.
I mean, she'd lost a bit of weight.
Yeah.
Although I think someone did say, ask her when her baby was due after we went for a walk. Because it doesn't just disappear.
No.
Well, that's the thing.
But yeah, you don't care because you've got a baby and there's all love in the room.
Your last thing you want is that town crier trying to get his oar in.
He did come to us, to be fair.
Do you know what? Knowing you, that actually wouldn't surprise me. Sort of weird practical joke you play on her.
Yeah, I muted it a bit. I put a bit of gaff around his donga.
Oh my God.
Is that where you knew him from?
I muted it slightly.
Frank Skinner. Frank Skinner. Absolute Radio.
Could I just say, we have had Andrew Howson has been in touch, just to go back to the comma issue.
Oh, yeah.
To suggest that the Smiths are a fan of the comma. Yeah. What about William, it was really nothing?
Yeah, definitely.
Uh-huh. Yeah, are we going to let that pass?
Oh, yeah, no, that one.
Andrew would also...
From the same school as John, I'm only dancing.
Exactly. Yeah. Andrew would also like to put forward, please, please, please let me get what I want. I would argue the pleases would have two commas at least.
I suppose Please Please Me by the Beatles.
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
No, because he's saying, please, please me.
Yes.
Yes, which is different to three pleadings.
Yes, well done, everyone.
Okay.
Thinking aloud.
And we don't want to talk about Paint It Black. It's all got very ugly.
No, we're not going to talk about it.
There seems to be some huge controversy. We don't know. Perhaps we never will know.
Late review.
Yeah.
Huge controversy.
Huge controversy about the Paint It Black punctuation.
Yes.
I mean, he's talking about being very depressed in the song. I've got a green door and I want it pink. And all that.
Yeah.
Gotta paint it. And it's as if the assistant looks at him at that point and he goes, black. But he always knew he was going to paint it black. He's so depressed.
Yeah.
Well, some suggestions to clear that up is that in the original release it might have had a comma.
Well, maybe there was a typo.
Exactly.
I've never seen it with a...
Yeah. But we've all had a drink.
I was an enormous Rolling Stones fan to the point where I was in a band where I just was Mick. We were a tribute band before we knew what tribute bands were.
Oh.
And...
Who, were you the Mick role then?
I was Mick, yeah.
Oh, how adorable. Who were the other people in the band?
There's Mickey Wade on drums, Nick Gardner on guitar. Do you want names of all my old school
friends? Well, I just find them very cute. I like the Frank's friends. When he used to DOS with them.
Yeah, we used to have a DOS.
Are we still discussing the Meghan and Harry news?
Because
they've said that they got a little bit of pushback, I might say.
That'll be a problem.
From loose women.
From the midwife.
No, from the loose women. The loose women said...
Well, it's all right for them, of course.
Yeah. They find it easy.
Yeah.
They said...
They're coming out arm in arm.
The loose women said if they're trying to, create less interest in the birth, what they're actually doing is creating more interest.
Words of wisdom.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure that there can be more interest than in a royal baby.
Exactly.
Well, they said it was like being in a goldfish bowl.
Did they? Yeah. No, that was Senator Edward Kennedy.
We're back to him.
Perhaps they're going to keep the child back until it kills its first stag as a sort of coming of age.
Then it can be.
Yeah, only like when, then.
Like when Alex Ferguson didn't let Ryan Giggs do interviews until he was like 16 or
exactly.
something. Just similar to that.
But Alex Ferguson always does that, and then he turns them into goddamn droids.
Yeah, I know, but now he's retired.
I know.
Rodri Giggs is doing an advert. I mean, he's completely lost control.
We were discussing the Loose Women and Meghan and Harry, weren't we? Just
yes.
Just being your
that was nice. That was
being
nice
your verbal aid memoir there.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I'm glad.
But I feel there was. Have you heard about this character Kevin Keighley? I believe his name is.
No.
Okay.
Well, so KK.
Generally speaking, I'm wary of people with the initials KK.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kerry Katona, Kim Kardashian.
Well, any Kardashian.
Kevin Keegan, I don't mind.
Keegan.
Mm. Although he did a cheeky thing with me once.
Did he?
Was it a little bit naughty?
He said to me, that Paul Pescolito plays for you. He was managing Fulham at the time. He said, is he any good? I said, you know what? I think he's really good. He said, well, tell me about him. I said, oh, no, he's blah, blah, blah. Oh, he bought him about 3 weeks later after I'd sung his praises.
Oh, really?
No. Yeah, took him away from us. What an idiot I was. I should have said, oh, no, it's rubbish, actually, overrated.
Some of your grudges are extraordinary.
Well,
some of your anecdotes are peppered with celebrity.
There's reason for grudges. You know,
yeah.
Daniel Craig stole my cleaner.
Pesca Salido, he was. Do you remember him?
Of course, he married to Karen Brady.
Indeed.
They have children together.
The Pesca Salido kids.
So was he Birmingham City originally then, Frank?
I don't remember.
I believe he might
really,
have been.
Before they come to the Albion, they don't really exist.
I believe he might have been, which is how he met Karen.
Okay.
Because I believe she worked for David Sullivan there. Anyway, that's a whole other story. I want to talk about Kevin Keighley.
We had Karen Brady once on Fantasy Football, and a schoolboy wrote in and said, I watch Karen Brady on. I'm just in love with that. And don't think I'm one of these schoolboys who just fancies her or something like that. I mean, I'm actually in love. I want to marry her.
Oh.
And that man was Paul Pescolito.
That man was Paul Pescolito.
Yeah.
He wasn't a schoolboy at all. He's just short.
It was his internet personality.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Kevin Keighley?
Yeah.
We need to talk about Kevin.
Yeah,
He's had his Instagram handle. This has happened. He's had it taken off him by the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. His Insta name was at Sussex Royal. And he woke up, I believe it was last week, to discover it had been stolen.
Yeah.
Now, it's a funny one, this, isn't it? He claims he was at Sussex Royal. His link to that was he comes from Sussex.
Yeah.
And he's into
Reading FC.
And apparently that's their nickname.
But that's absolutely that. It's like you get London Reds, and Sussex Royal. Absolutely, it's fine if you're a Reading fan who lives in Sussex. It works.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Fine.
So I think it's all legit.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah. However, he says he's not very happy about this.
Well, they're squatting in his domain, aren't they?
I believe
they're squatting. They've kicked him out.
Well, Instagram claimed they called him a digital squatter.
Oh, well, they called him that because they had a phone call from the palace saying, we'd rather like Sussex Royal as our...
I'd rather try.
...as our handle. So can you get rid of this squalid little Keighley man and we'll take it? That's why I suspect
Well
happened.
Rude, isn't it?
I fell for
it. Obviously, I'm on their side because I have an interest in them.
Well, I'm with Keighley.
I feel like he's the underdog of all the people that are going to steal your address. It's people that live in a castle.
I know.
They've got a palace.
You know, can I just say they don't? They live in Frogmore Cottage. Okay?
All right, they still live in a cottage.
Wow.
They're doing all right. They're doing all right. That's my review.
Digital
late review.
Squatting, though, Al. I don't like the sound of that.
No.
So what that means, it's like lurkers. Are you a lurker,
no,
Frank?
Look, what's happened?
You're a lurker.
I'm a lurker.
You're a lurker as well.
I will have a look at Twitter and stuff, yeah, that Not. I never look me up.
That sounds like it's as much as the next man. No. Don't you mean there's something the next a bit man unsavory?
He's Al, and he looks at it all the time. So
I look at it, but I'm not on there.
Yeah, I look up hashtag Doctor Who on a more or less a daily basis.
Right.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So depressing clearing history job Kath has.
I think that they did a wrong thing. I tell you what this is. It's a case of I'm having that.
Yeah.
They've sinned. They thought that's the handle we want, but someone's already got it, Your Majesty. What? Oh, sorry, I'll sort it out straight away. That's what I think's happened.
Well, we're going to have fall out massive over this. Okay? I ain't having it.
Well, bookmark that sure. frustration.
This is Frank Skinner. This is Absolute Radio.
We were discussing Kevin Keighley. Keighley. The chap that's a fan of Reading FC.
Yes.
He's had his Instagram handle stolen by the Royals, Sussex Royals, and they've stolen his handle.
Well, of course, I think that's open. We're debating whether it was theft.
Well, Frank and I, you know, we came close to a bit of a fisticuffs.
I think I've detected an earlier crime in this story.
Go on, then.
We think that the crime that is being discussed is the Royals saying they want the Sussex Royals handle.
Yeah.
What about Reading FC stealing the handle the Royals from the royal family?
Well, quite.
Well.
I mean, how far back is this web gonna weave?
But it's about getting in first, isn't it, with the domain names?
Well, look.
Well, I think the Royals had the domain of the Royals before Reading did, surely.
Look, we've come to this judge, we've come to that judge. It's Simon's turn now.
Okay.
Well, look. There is an act called the Treasure Trove, I believe. I was on jury service for Treasure Trove. And that is, if you'll be familiar with that, Frank.
If it's very Staffordshire hoard, isn't it?
How dare you? Yeah. It gets returned after a certain amount of time, unclaimed. If you find property, it gets, say, jewels. In the case of the jury service, I know they found jewels. It gets returned either to the Crown, but it gets decided that, well, actually, it's been out of their hands for so long, you can have it.
Well, I found a purse once in a phone box with 17 quid in it.
Not bad.
And I took it to the police station.
Wonderful man.
And I said, is it true that if it's not claimed in 7 days, it's mine? And they said, yeah, that is true. They didn't want to tell me.
No.
No.
So 7 days later, probably 8 days, I went back and said, I handed in a thing. I had a form. I got them to give me a form.
Mm.
And they said, no, it hasn't been claimed. But a lot of people leave it in for like 2 or 3 weeks. I said, well, I don't want to do that. So I got my treasure trove. 17 quid and a very nice purse.
Good
lad. That's my point.
Still use it to this day, don't you?
I still use the 17 quid.
So it is a bit finders keepers, losers weepers.
And finally, that's been invoked on this show.
I love a losers weepers. Weeping, actual weeping they are.
It depends what you've lost, I suppose.
Yeah, 17 quid.
High stakes with weeping. Biblical levels of loss. But I would say losers weepers, Kevin Keighley. You should have claimed that. If you liked it, you should have put a ring on it.
Yeah.
But he did.
But he didn't use it enough.
No,
he ignored that.
You can't put a ring on
it. 5 times in 2 years or something.
They said.
I'll deal with him, Al.
They said.
If you're going to put a ring on it, you can't then go out every night.
Look, I don't know if you've seen the film Caligula.
Of course.
But in that, Caligula, who is an all-powerful despot ruler.
Bit harsh.
He's introduced to a couple who are about to get married, at which point he has the physicals with the bride-to-be. And then, Caligula being something of a completist, he does likewise with the groom-to-be.
Does he?
Does the phrase groom-to-be exist? Do you say groom-to-be? You know, you say bride-to-be.
You say bride-to-be, you say point. I don't think you do.
At 12:15, do you say groom-to-be?
Do you think you've just coined a phrase?
I may have. And he does likewise with the and it is a case of I'm in charge. I'll take what I like, and that's what's happened to Kevin Keighley. I mean, not that.
Oh, please!
Not saying that's happened to him,
that
but
would
that's
be
what's
a tabloid
happened.
Story.
No, I'll tell you what it is. It's like that friend they say, they haven't worn a dress for ages. Oh, you can borrow it. You put it on. You look great in it. OK? If I may say, better than them.
Yeah.
They say, oh, can I have that dress back, please? Mm. You didn't wear it for 6 years.
Just
no.
Just like that.
OK.
I've had that happen.
Yeah. But one point about this, they didn't take him away. They didn't get rid of his thing. They changed his handle.
Yes.
Overnight. He woke up to find
yeah.
it.
So yeah. It's all they said, oh, he doesn't use it, we're closing the account. What they did, they gave him one with, I don't even know what they're called. You know those ground level hyphens you
underscores.
Get? Is that what they're called?
Underscores,
called
underscore.
So,
yeah.
No, he's underscore Sussex Royal, underscore. So they haven't sacked him for that of use.
No.
They've underscored him.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what I don't like. They said, his quote was a bit over the top, though. He said, I didn't ask for this. I've had the account for years. It's not very pleasant.
No.
Not very pleasant.
I'm with yeah. KK on this. I got to tell you. Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio. Can I, I'd like to say a couple of, are they all?
Oh.
I had two gifts sent today. Not gifts.
How lovely.
Gifts.
Yes.
It's complicated, that, isn't it? Because when you say gif,
yeah.
or gift... Anyway.
I worked with somebody that pronounced it GIF the other day, but I'm pretty sure it is a GIF, isn't it?
Was that your cleaner?
No.
Oh, OK.
OK.
Don't work with my cleaner.
It's called Sif now, anyway. You should tell them.
Oh, I see.
Him or her.
Got you.
OK.
Yes.
So, Firmedge, it could be, which would be a good cricketing thing, has sent me the new Wisden.
Oh,
lovely, the almanac.
If you're not into cricket, Wisden is the Bible of cricket.
Is it still yellow?
You don't say
that. Oh, yes,
it's
still.
Oh, I love that.
It, just the feel of it in my hand.
Mm.
Lovely.
Okay.
So thank you. Thanks, Bill.
All right.
Thanks, Bill. And then Stephen Huntley, who... Now, I asked Alan about this, because Alan was born in Scotland.
I was.
And he lives... How would you say this?
Yeah.
We'll come to Alan. It's a place, and it's spelled C-R-I-O-F.
C-R-I-O-F. Well, given that I just said yaw...
Oh, I thought it was an E.
Well, he spelled it C-R-I-O-F. It's not cry off. You know when you cry off? Is it a place people famously don't turn up for stuff?
Is this based in Scotland?
It is in Scotland. Cry off?
I would say cry off. Cree off.
You see, Alan suggested it was Crife.
And well, I trust Alan.
I know, but why I don't want to let that go. I said, if you were driving there, then would you take a new approach? When you went off the main road, would you take a Crife turn? Google it. And,
I know that.
Yeah, but not everyone will. But
no.
It's a famous turn that Johan Cruyff, the footballer, did. But... if it isn't Cruyff, of course, that won't work.
No.
But if I was them, I'd change the pronunciation so they can do that game.
I hope it's the Johan way.
Anyway, that could be the other road they take. So he sent me a jigsaw celebrating the 50th anniversary of Apollo 11, which, because he accidentally bought two off eBay.
He bought two?
Well, do you know, when you opened it this morning as well, and I thought it was Doctor, and wasn't it lovely? You said, no, it's Apollo 11. I said, oh, yeah, because that's one of your things, the moon.
Yes.
Isn't it? You like the moon and sort of Doctor Who things and the space things.
There you go.
Okay.
So thank you very much, Stephen, from Cruyff. He is hoping.
Cruyff.
Yeah, Cruyff, you think?
No, I'm just guessing. Okay. I'm just saying what I see.
You're
really.
Scottish. You're supposed to know.
Yeah.
You're very good on these Scottish things, normally.
Left them when I was seven, though.
A bit of like, Cruyff!
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be my bet. I'm no expert. Cruyff! yeah. Okay, yes. By the way, on the Kevin Kiley thing... I'll tell you what it made me think. I know we've finished with that, but I... You know when you get... You know KFC?
Apparently not.
KFC.
Never go back.
The queen of the fast food outlets, KFC, in my opinion.
Are you agreed on that, Al? Do you know what? I'd agree with you,
yeah,
FS.
The best.
No, there's none better. Love the candy stripe as well, because it makes me feel less guilty about the fast food. I feel like I'm a bit sort of Mary Poppins, Jolly Holiday with you, but the candy stripe
yeah,
motif.
Exactly.
It's a bit Hamptons.
And the way they just have the black bow sometimes on the colonel. And from a distance, it looks like he's got a little like body with like one of those East European puppeteer black body stockings.
Well, the colonel makes me think like I'm in a lovely, stately home in the deep south.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, not with the
my tastes are simple.
Yeah,
I demand the best.
Over to you.
Yeah. So they have various things. Like they have, you get things like Dixie chicken,
Dixie fried chicken,
and you get. Southern fried chicken.
Yeah.
I wonder if any of our readers know any other KFC tribute outlets.
Oh, what? Are you kidding?
It's no. The KFC
you know
version of.
I don't know. But
well, Dixie Fried Chicken.
But it's got to be KFC ones. It can't just be ones that. No. It's not like McDonald's. It's got to be.
No. Do you want the text to never work again? Or
sort of abracadabra.
No, no, none of that. It's gotta got to be KFC, guys. Keep it tight, guys. Keep it tight. KFC specific. Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio.
Frank. Earlier, you were talking about the... I mean, how would you describe these imitators?
Well,
the KFC imitators. Yeah, the tribute.
Pastiche.
Lovely. Ersatz. No, would you say tribute? Tribute shops.
Yeah.
KFC tribute shops.
That's it.
So
tribute outlets,
yes,
I think.
Lovely. Outlet is a lovely word, isn't it? George Bland has been in touch. Don't be so hard on yourself, George.
Said something interesting.
Yeah. I think this is what you're after.
He was the one, you know, it was Billy Fury and Marty Wilde and all those. He was the one who didn't make it, George Bland. He didn't get the swing of it. Anyway, carry on. There's a very good South African fielder called Colin Bland.
Is there?
It, when fielding wasn't really a thing in cricket, he used to do fielding exhibitions.
Oh, wow.
Where they'd roll the ball to him and he'd do things like throw it a single stump from 50 yards away and hit it and stuff. Anyway, carry on.
Okay.
George.
George says, I think this is what you're after. I can't get any more than this. Hashtag KFC. And what he's done, he's posted up a picture of a KFC ad which says, guys, comma, we're flattered, KFC. And it
should have been battered.
It has, I would say, 50 shop fronts, pictures of them with the initials. For example,
good old KFC for embracing it.
SFC. Yeah. Sizzling fried chicken.
Ah, yeah.
Okay. LFC. I think that's Louisiana fried chicken.
Yeah, you can see.
They always go for a southern.
Go for another state. Yeah.
We've had some more ale, haven't we, as well?
Oh, yeah. 638 has texted. There's a HFC halal fried chicken on the Edgware Road.
Oh, there you go. That's good. I see, they're informative as well as derivative.
Yeah. Yep. Kent Tuck in fried chicken.
That is brilliant.
And do you know where that is?
Kent.
Upper Gornal, Dudley.
Oh, Upper Gornal. Oh, just get on
isn't
the 137.
Not Upper Gornal.
Actually, when.
Alan's laughing.
Emily said, Emily said to me, do you know a place called Upper Gornal? Upper Gornal is about as black country as you can possibly get.
Unless you include Lower Gornal. I'm sorry.
No, it's. if you got the 137 bus, if you stayed on to the end, the whole nature of the bus, it was just the Gornal people left. And some of them, I remember, wore three cornered hats. Anyway.
It's not just the Midlands. 019 has texted Southend Perfect Fried Chicken.
Yeah, SPC.
Southend
Perfect.
Yeah.
There's also, yeah, and five.
I've sneaked another letter in there.
548 has said, hi, Frank Cockrell, the Divine Miss M. Portsmouth have multiple branches of Ken's Fried Chicken.
Ah.
I went to there at uni and I had many a post night out at Ken's. Every time we were drunk, we thought it was very original and funny to ask to meet Ken. And they'd bring out whoever was in the back of the shop frying the chicken to shake our hands.
Well, I knew, that's lovely. I worked with a woman whose dad was Mr. Cod.
A Mr. Cod?
Of Mr. Cod Chip Shop. Her name wasn't Cod. He'd adopted a stage name.
Right.
Sorry, when say of Mr. Cod Chip Shop, forgive my ignorance, what's that?
You've never been in a chip shop, have you?
I went to one in Upper Gornal.
There's a chain, or there was a chain of fish and chip shops called Mr. Cod.
Is there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How lovely.
Oh, yes. By the way, we found out it seems that Cruyff isn't called Cruyff, it's called Creef.
It's called Creef, yes.
It is. Here's a question for our readers. If Thor Heyerdahl had a fried chicken outlet, what would it be called?
Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio.
Did we get any answer to my Thor Heyerdahl quiz?
Kon-Tiki fried chicken.
Yes, exactly. Thor Heyerdahl captained the Kon-Tiki expedition.
This is so niche, Frank.
Kon-Tiki fried chicken.
Even by your standards, this is niche.
It was a very famous thing. It was sort of testing whether people in ancient times could have travelled from continent to continent. So he built a raft the way they built one, and then bravely him and his guys went on it.
Well, 118 is suggesting
that... Didn't know that raft building.
Papyrus menus.
Oh, very good.
Yes, I remember those.
So let me tell you what happened to me this week. Have you ever been close to a famous person and thought, oh, I'd really like to speak to this person, but you just don't?
Yes.
All right. Well, this week I was with my son and my partner. I wasn't with my partner. I was with my son. It was just me and Kath.
Someone's lying.
Me and my Kath. We were sitting having a cup of tea, and there was two very fashionable young men sitting opposite us. The sort of people whose work has been hidden by Skip Intro.
Right.
And then they were joined.
Right.
Yes, I get the type you mean.
They were joined suddenly. And I'm on about when we were sitting adjacent. I mean, we were sitting at the same coffee table. They were joined by Peter Crouch and Abby Clancy.
No way.
And
which locale are we in? Just give a postcode, roughly.
Oxfordshire.
Oh, okay. I know the postcode.
So we were... I thought, well, you know, it's Peter Crouch and Abby Clancy. So obviously I'd quite like to talk to Peter Crouch.
Sure.
I'd like to talk to Abby Clancy, but I mean, he's a footballer, so I wanted to...
Yeah.
And then I thought...
Did Gareth Bale?
I bailed. I did.
Oh, that's a shame.
And I tell you...
He would have been thinking, I wish I'd talked to Frank.
Well, I don't know if he noticed. He might not have noticed me. I had glasses on. But I see, if I met him later, say if I met him today, and he said to me, you never spoke to me, when I can't say to Peter Crouch, well, I didn't really notice you.
Yeah, you
noticed. Because you noticed Peter Crouch.
Yeah.
I mean, he's an angular talk. When he sat down, I mean, I think I put a coaster on one of his thighs at one point. I mean, he was all... I was worried that, you know, if Buzz had been there, he would have been swinging on him.
Yeah.
Can I tell you what you should have done as an opening gambit next time? Just say, Peter, I've got a great shoe shop up the road from me.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Called Magnus.
Yeah.
If you want to pop in there. Al, I think it's 12.
12 and up.
12 to 19.
But we don't know what size Peter's feet... Did you notice his feet?
I think he's about 14.
Do
you think so?
I was trying... He's in the corner of my eye. I also thought I've took the rise out of him on occasion.
Have you?
And I thought that he might, you know... I remember
Awkward moments in your past,
no,
does it?
But, you know, you have to keep doing it.
Every time you go out with Frank and there's someone there, I have to Google Frank Skinner and the name of the person to see if it's safe.
Yeah, well, I remember talking about people say he's very dangerous on corners, very handled. But I said, if you're a defender, it's like someone's throwing a bicycle at you if he's going up for a corner. I think he'd be all right with that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't speak to him.
I think he's a laugh.
So I was so adjacent to the Crouch, if they're called the Crouches in the modern world.
Oh, yeah.
So he might have gone away. He might not have noticed me. He might have gone away thinking I'm just surly. What's best? 8:12:15.
Frank Skinner. Absolute Radio.
You know what Frank's done, Al? He's done that thing, the bloke who leaves before the end of the match.
Yes.
And he once said of a coat he tried on, I said, oh, that coat looks nice on you. He said, no, it's a bit bloke who leaves before the end of the match.
He doesn't like that.
Oh,
And you've just broken your own chair.
I sat in his chair and I'm already causing carnage. I love it. I feel like Dad's gone and we can mess about.
Excellent.
Crack out the brewskis. No, Frank's left, we should say. There's nothing odd or untoward has happened. He's gone to see the Black Chickens.
Well.
Talking of chickens.
You say nothing odd. 8 police bundled him out.
did you bang
head
on the...
first and he kept shouting, it's unlawful, it's unlawful. But I don't know what that was all about.
Did you bang on the back of the van?
Apparently he's going to the Ecuadorian embassy. It's a one out, one in policy. So
I wondered why he hadn't shaved this morning. The beard looks great. Did we have some texts in? We had a text in about the Black Chickens. This is Spurs, by the way, which is Buzz's club.
We were running a alternatives to KFC text in, weren't we? And about 300 yards south of Tottenham Hotspur's new stadium, there is a chicken shop called TFC, Tottenham Fried Chicken. Classic. That's Gordon from St Albans.
Oh, thanks, Gordon. Well, Frank, if you're listening in the car, you won't be. But if you are, maybe stop off there.
Yeah.
Have some of the black chicken.
Nice.
Literally. I had a bit of an ego check this morning, Al.
Today's show?
Yes.
Oh.
Not just when I arrived here.
What happened?
Well, the driver picked me up. Uh-huh. I'm going to make it sound all grand, like I'm the Duchess of... It's just a man in a cab. He's just a man in a cab waiting for a girl to get in.
Yeah.
And he said... I said, oh, hello, you've taken me before, haven't you? He turned round, he looked at me, he said, no. And I said, oh, I thought you had. And he went, no, absolutely not. Oh. Absolutely not. Not just no.
You think he was punning?
He was throwing a bit of shade my way.
Yeah.
And I've had this recently, because I was at Sky, and I was recording a TV thing, and the security guard, it was the fourth one I'd done, and the security guard, he looks at me blankly every single week, which is fine.
Yeah.
Although I broke, Al.
You went mad at him?
Well, he turned round to the driver and he said, who is she?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Do you not like that? It was a bit Ecuadorian embassy. I didn't like it. It felt suddenly...
Do you think he looked at you and thought, English is not her first language, I'll just speak to the driver?
I'd be very flattered, I hope so. What would he have thought I was? Maybe Turkish?
Maybe.
I can live with that. He said... I said my name, and I said, he said, who is she again? I said, let me deal with this. Right. I said, let me deal with this.
Did I said, Adam...
I said, my name's Emily. I'm recording a show at Sky today. He said, what job do you do? I said, I talk about football.
Excellent. Good answer.
He said, for who? I said, what do you mean, for who? I said, for TV. He said, where's your pass then? I said, I don't have one. I mean, it wasn't going well, I have to say. He said, I better call up and find out who you are. Right. Do you know what I said? I'm embarrassed. I said, you don't need to call up. I can tell you who I am.
Brilliant.
Now, what I'm going to say is, it is getting dangerously close to a phrase, which is...
Do you know who I am? Which you know, is verboten for anybody that's ever appeared on television or radio.
That is verboten. Fortunately, I realised in time... And he helped bring me down to earth, because as he went to call, he said, what's your name again? And it put me in my place. It was and I checked my ego.
Good for you.
I mean, I didn't really. I was absolutely furious. And as I left, he said, oh, I know who you are now. He said, you're on the football show. And you know what I did? I said, you're joking. A little bit of comedy before I left.
Didn't you just tell him that?
Yeah. Well, this is like when he kept repeating it. Tell you, I won't be doing that again. The security guard, should I say, still doesn't recognise any of us, including Frank, after how long? 10 years.
Yeah.
10 years.
Yeah. Nicer.
We're going to have to go soon. I'm sorry, that was short but sweet.
It was.
I've really enjoyed it this morning. Have you?
Yeah, it's been all right.
Okay, I mean, that's Al's version of I've had one of the best times of my whole life. I think on his wedding day, Al went, it's all right, this.
Yeah, it's all right, this.
It's all right.
It'll do for now.
Be seeing you. Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio.